Good morning, good morning, good morning. No, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning. Okay, so let's cut to the chase today. It is Friday, Friday. You know what that means. It means that I do the remix. Cut to the chase today does the remix of FBF, hashtag FBF, which normally stands for Flashback Fridays. But because I like to remix things and I live my life to the fullest, and I like to remix a lot of words that people say. Like, I don't say bucket list, I say living list. I don't say kill two birds with one stone, I say, why don't you save two birds with one hand, right? All right, okay. So this Flashback Friday is dedicated to my favorite brand. Stay tuned if you want to know what that is this Friday. It's very special. So stay tuned. We'll hear a word from our sponsor and then we'll jump right into it. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC Modest and Chase. If you want to continue this conversation for this favorite brand Friday, all you have to do is listen to this podcast, turn on your post notifications, and make sure you share important episodes that could save someone's life. Yes, not this one, but other ones. So if you are listening and you have an iPhone, you're listening on Spotify, iTunes, make sure you subscribe and turn on your post notifications. Android, it is Stitcher or Radio Public. You can do the same thing there. Turn on your post notifications and leave a 5-star rating and make sure you share it with your friends. If you want to continue this conversation on social media, on Facebook and or Instagram and or YouTube, you can continue this conversation at Madison Chase Fitness on Facebook. It is official Madison Chase Fitness. And on Twitter, it is Madison Chase Fit. If you want to sponsor this podcast because you want to talk about some amazing thing that you're doing in your community and you are saving the planet in some way and or it is eco-friendly and or plant-based, call 213-538-2348. Again, it's 213-538-2348 or email giveme15, that's 15, system@gmail.com. Let's jump right into this FBF. Okay, now that we heard a word from my sponsor, let's jump right into this episode. I definitely try to keep these episodes less than 15 minutes. My goal initially when I first started was to keep it less than 8. But today, this is going to be brief, hopefully. So I want to talk about my favorite brands. And if you're listening to the podcast, you are part of my favorite brand Friday. So thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. I appreciate it. I appreciate the people who follow me on Instagram and or Facebook, who leave comments, and on LinkedIn. I'm going to start posting these podcasts on LinkedIn as well. If you are using your platform for something positive beyond yourself, then this podcast is dedicated to you. You are my favorite brand. If you are doing something to improve your community, you are my favorite brand. And one of my favorite places in Los Angeles, California, I'm going to talk about a couple of brands that I have recently discovered that I recently enjoy. One of my staples in Los Angeles, California is Simply Wholesome. It is owned by a young lady who is a graduate of Howard University. They have the most amazing Jamaican patties. They have a spinach one that is so good. It is my favorite brand. I haven't talked about that in a while. And or My other favorite brand is a company called Be Polished in Arlington, Texas. It is a beauty supply store in Arlington, Texas. So if you are in Arlington, Texas, go check them out. Be Polished Beauty. She is one of my favorite brands. Also, one of my favorite brands is, I'm trying to think, what else do I enjoy? There is a story that I thought was really interesting, and just anyone who uses, and my favorite brand now is Colin Kaepernick. Congratulations on getting picked up by the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's really awesome. I am excited for him. And what else? If you haven't seen The Weeknd by Stella McGee, I don't know if it's still playing or not, but you missed it. let's see what else. There's a new show on BET Plus that looks super cute called Bigger. It looks really, really cute. I watched the trailer for that. That looks really good. So those are a couple of my favorite brand Fridays. And I guess entertainment, sports, beauty, that's my sports beauty wrap-up, that Colin Kaepernick got picked up by the Pittsburgh Steelers. And you have to wonder, because Jay-Z is now working with the NFL, did he have something to do with it? Like, I know people were looking at him sideways, but, you know, I think that's why it's always good to give people an opportunity to make changes and or do something that hasn't been done. Like, it might look crazy, I think, initially. And you have to wonder. And two, I think my other favorite brands are people who are willing to be themselves and not be what they see in the industry. And I think those are the real artists, people who are not afraid to embrace who they are. You're my favorite brand Friday, because I feel like that's who I am as well. And if anyone who knows me, and they know me well, they know that I don't necessarily try to go against the grain. I just think that that is who I am, and that's my personality. And that's who I've always been. So I think in terms of just being who you are and standing in it and not being afraid to distance yourself from people who don't understand it and or value it. You know, there's a saying that says you want to go where you're celebrated and not tolerated. So thank you. And I'm excited to go do the Culver City Stairs. I've never done the Culver City Stairs, so I'm going with my friend Kareem. I'm super excited about that. And yeah, so thank you guys so much for listening. This is my favorite brand Friday. What's your favorite brand? What are some brands that are eco-friendly, plant-based, even in terms of makeup? Oh, that's another favorite brand that I discovered. I normally use plant-based makeup, and Pacifica Beauty is one that has a product it's vegan, and so does Kat Von D, and she has tons of colors, and her line is vegan and plant-based, as well as The Body Shop. I just found a really good makeup that is vegan as well, thanks to Tabitha Brown. That's actually what she uses, so I really like it, and it's pretty affordable. It's about what you would pay if you were going to a big store, you know, like a Target and or maybe, I don't know who else. Yeah, Target has makeup generally, and or CVS, or, you know, a store like that generally. But the pricing is really good at The Body Shop. I was pleasantly surprised to see that they had, number one, vegan makeup, and a lot of their stuff is vegan too. So yeah, those are my favorite brands. What are some of your favorite brands? And yeah, I'm excited. It's Friday, and yeah, you guys have a good weekend. And tomorrow is Saturday, and we will be talking about healthy relationships. And so you want a healthy relationship. That's what we're going to be talking about on Saturday. So thank you guys so much for listening. It's Cut to the Chase at 8, and we will chat tomorrow.